This is KCUR 89.3. In January, Kansas City's City Council voted to rename Paseo Boulevard for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Reverend Bernan Howard said it was long overdue.
And the principle is that Dr. King is one of the most iconic and impactful voices for peace in the globe, certainly in our community.
The city started replacing signs a month later, but some residents want to hold on to the name Paseo and have organized a petition to change it back. That issue will go before voters in an upcoming election. KCUR's Michelle Tyrene Johnson explains how race both is and isn't part of the controversy.
Sharon Dean lives on West Paseo Boulevard in a lovely two-level home with a well-manicured lawn and friendly neighbors. Her grandparents bought the land in 1950, though at the time, a racial covenant prohibited blacks from living there. In 1966, the covenant was lifted and they built their home. West Paseo will keep its name, but Dean thinks she should still have a voice in the process.
I still believe that inclusion is worth whatever cost it takes, and we need to do this the right way.
Neighbors gathered in Dean's backyard agree, like Deborah Thompson, who says the name Paseo brings up memories of family and friends.
I live in the house that my parents purchased. I've lived there since probably I was 4 or 5, and it's always been Paseo. It's an established street. Everybody knows it. It's a wonderful block.
Alice King can see what used to be Paseo Boulevard from the porch of her home. She says she doesn't want to see the history of the city, especially the history of the black community, be erased.
We've already named a hospital after King. We had a school after King and a park.
So everybody, we have a Facebook page.
At a recent community meeting about this issue, Brian Booth says he's concerned that the voices of the black homeowners along and near Paseo are not being heard.
Is this so much history, black history, along Paseo? The families that were black that maintained those homes, my grandparents, my people, they worked years with all kind of issues in society, maintaining that house for their kids and their future generations.
Alicia Kennedy is a council member who represents the 5th District, which includes part of the boulevard formerly known as Paseo. She says a lot of black families were very vocal in their opposition to the name change, despite it looking like only white city residents were. Diverse groups of people live along Paseo, about 1,200 people in 14 neighborhoods. Kennedy says the concerns are about the way the council passed this ordinance, but race got mixed in it.
It was about race because race was used to, I'm being generous or being kind and saying motivate several of my colleagues to vote for this in spite of the letters of opposition that our offices received from residents along Paseo.
Kennedy was a candidate in the mayoral primary. She allowed her campaign office to be one of the places where people could sign the petition to reverse the boulevard name change.
It would be interesting when people of color would come in, because they'd almost be like they were sneaking in there to sign it, because they didn't want to be assumed that they weren't supportive of Dr. King.
The special significance for many in the black community is that owning a nice house on Paseo Boulevard was aspirational, a sign you had done well.
Paseo Boulevard is like our War Parkway.
That's one of the reasons Kennedy said that another uncomfortable reality about the change to honor King is the stereotype that streets named after him in other cities are the most rundown streets in the black community.
What usually follows is disinvestment and redlining and a number of things that are the opposite of growth and economic development.
As Emmanuel Walker said at the community meeting he attended, he doesn't agree with that analysis.
To me, it's a great big plug, because in most cities all over this United States, it's in a black, ghetto, run-down already neighborhood.
Yeah.
So this is a plus, not a negative.
And as a black resident who has lived on Paseo Boulevard for more than 10 years, Kelly Jones says she understands the conflict of people who think that being pro-Paseo means being anti-Martin Luther King Jr.
And a lot of people say, why would you not want to honor Dr. Martin Luther King?
We want to. We will. It will be. The signs that they spend all that money on will go to another street. It's not going to be a waste of money.
Regardless of whether Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. becomes Paseo once again, the boulevard will remain a treasured part of Kansas City's black history. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Michelle Tyrene Johnson.